Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the show. We're so glad to be here with you. I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every week. And I'm going to remind you that our call-in number is 323-203-0815. Dr. Allen, you are live on the air, and we have calls coming in already.
I'm thrilled. I want to serve.
All right, let's start then. I'm telling our switchboard we're ready for calls. Okay, and they're going to add a call right now. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. Hi, Dr. Pat. I actually have a question. Hello. about my mother, who is in her... She's 76, and a couple weeks ago, she started having some erratic behavior, and she was basically found walking on the freeway, dazed and confused, and she's been in the hospital the last 10 days, and all of her tests have come back normal. They're discharging her today, and they're basically telling me that it looks like she has dementia, and she needs 24/7 care, yet she's very, like, lucid and seems like she knows what she's talking about, and she's refusing my help. She's all of a sudden really upset with me, says she wants nothing to do with me, and I doesn't want me in the house, and I'm the one who at least for now would be there with her.
Do you have any siblings that can assist you?
I do. I have two siblings, and she's... As of
what
today,
are they?
She was
are
saying
they boys
she's
or girls?
I have one older sister and one older brother, one boy, one girl.
And are they informed about what she's doing now?
Yes, and they are leaving it kind of, they don't know what to do either.
Okay. Well, I'm not a lawyer, but
I know.
Tell you what could be done. You can go for a conservatorship, which means three psychiatrists. But when I'm speaking, please don't interrupt, and I won't do it to you either.
Sorry, there's a delay. I don't mean to interrupt.
Is that right? Okay, well, I'll say it again. If you go and talk to a lawyer about conservatorship, he may tell you, I think he will, that you have to have like three psychiatrists' opinions about her ability to make rational decisions in a safe way. So you may want to investigate lawyers around you or around your brother or your sister so that you can have some legal advice.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes. Is that the only option if the conservatorship costs time? I know it takes time and it costs money. Is there what?
Is your mother?
If she's refusing
your mother,
my...
Does your mother have any money?
I think she does.
Does she have a house she owns?
She has a house that she pays the mortgage on, yes.
Okay, maybe she can reverse her mortgage, or you kids, not that you're little kids, you siblings might want to speak to the lawyer about a reverse mortgage to fund her support living system.
Okay, and in the meantime, if she's refusing anyone's help in the house, do I try to say anything to her about, I don't know, is there, in the meantime,
what would you do, with a 5-year-old rebellious child?
Not let them make their own decisions.
Not let them send you away at the cost of their security. It's keep as informed about her well-being as you can.
Okay.
You see? Did they give you any review of her behavior from being in the hospital? That's like a 5150 evaluation.
Yes, all the tests have come back normal, but they did say she needs 24/7 monitoring and she shouldn't be left alone. And she's saying
that doesn't fit with she's okay. They've said to you the things that I heard them saying to you, and I'm saying that the next logical step is seek out a lawyer. You see?
Yeah.
That your mother can afford, you know, whether you get it from reverse mortgage or you sell her house or do whatever. But you have to have her in a conservatorship. You have to go to court to prove that people can't take care of themselves. You can't force it on them. It has to be done with careful medical psychiatric consideration.
And even if she's upset about it and does not want that, and it goes against her wishes?
5-year-olds don't like to have shots for their vaccines either, do they? If you can't cause your mother the pain of conservatorship investigation, you're going to have to hurt yourself if she gets hurt.
Okay.
One of the secrets of life is pain is there to let you know change is needed. I love Napoleon Hill because he wrote a wonderful book about change, and it's called Outwitting the Devil. And whoever's listening, if you can get a hold of YouTube, you can listen to Outwitting the Devil, which is the fear of change. You're being put in a position that is very common today, and that is the graying of America, including me. So, with that in mind, you must be willing to cause the pain of investigating your rights to take care of her against her will. Pain is there to drive you to take action.
Okay.
So I'm suggesting you investigate legal advice about a conservatorship.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Good luck, caller.
Yes.
That's serious. And in this day and age, you're right. It is happening more and more. We're living longer, but we're not always living soundly. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes.
Turn your radio down.
Okay, there. Can you hear me better now?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Okay. My question for Dr. Allen is whether he thinks it's okay for me to confront this guy who he basically broke my heart like a year ago, and then he came back just last month. He says he wants to resume what we had before. However,
how long is he gone?
Actually it was almost a year, but only because I stopped talking to him. And then a finally let him connect with me again on Facebook. And I found out that he was no longer with the other girl. And this time he wants me to accept what he calls his lifestyle. And I asked him to clarify what that is. And he said he likes having a few girls in his life. So he's got a girl.
He can have a lot of girls. He just can't have you sexually.
Yes. Well, he wants us to be, he wants to get in, basically.
And I cannot support that because it's not in your best interest. Free girlfriend, free wife is not free. The most expensive thing you can give a man is bonding to him sexually without a contract.
Yes, I totally agree because that's what happened last year. And I was so close to getting over him when he came back last month. And I did not tell him yes. However, I sort of just kind of played along when he was talking. And then now, just a couple of weeks later, I see on Facebook that he's now in a relationship. And I see him prancing around with another new girl. And
well, then
he may be gone.
Has he been calling you during this period?
He has been just getting in touch with me on Facebook and also texting me.
And
he hasn't called me.
Is he courting you by your standards? Is he attempting to get you into his den of women?
No, not right now. However, when we last spoke and he was proposing that when he gets back to my state, that I be the girl here for him when he's here.
And so you're going to be the girl in this port?
Yes, that's what he was proposing. And I didn't agree. He said he wanted to keep us a secret. And I said, no, that doesn't sit well with me. And then 2 weeks later, I see him. He says he's in a relationship without specifying who he is in a relationship with. So
now, it sounds like you're still bonded to his body.
Yes.
I hear that you want your body close to his, but under different conditions.
That is correct. I'm still...
Can you afford being physically married to a man that wants you in his harem?
No, I absolutely not. So I kind of feel like I want to confront him. Like, why did he already knew. He said before that, oh, maybe.
Dear, siding with him is no different than making love with him. It's a heavy emotion with little rationality, and the making up is always sexual. Why don't you just use my tools?
Which one?
I'm going to demonstrate. I want you to be him and propose what you're saying and see what I say. On his behalf.
Okay.
On your behalf.
Okay. So I want you to be accepting of my lifestyle. I enjoy having a few girls in my life. So right now there's one in California and another one in South America. And back in our state, hopefully it'll be you.
I really appreciate that you are considering me as one of your primary women. It's been about a year since this occurred, and I must admit, my body is tempted, and I've gotten over you almost, but not final. So what I want to say to you is, when you're in my neighborhood, I'm more than willing to go to movies, dinners, walking, but I'm not willing ever again to have intercourse with you, oral, anal, or vaginal, unless I'm engaged to you with a wedding within 6 months, no longer than a year, and public announcements. So I'm not sure that that's acceptable to you, and I am okay with you saying no. So do you want to get engaged and investigate a marriage bound in a 6 months to a year relationship? What would he say?
I believe he would say no.
Therefore, you would say, thank you for your straight answer. I think this is probably all we have to say. So I'm going to go home. Will you take me home?
Okay. Dr. Allen, I do have to tell you, I think
are you thinking of doing that? Yes or no?
Right now I say no, only because just being around him, I think, even if we're not doing anything, even if it's not getting in, but just being around him, I still feel it's kind of cruel to me to still be around him because I still have emotions, feelings for him.
I have no problem with you saying I'm not going to relate to you on the phone, in person, text, anything, unless I'm engaged to you. You can expand what I said.
Okay. Got
it. Are you willing to do that the next time he reaches out?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Don't
forget.
Okay.
This is the danger of having intercourse with somebody that you're not comfortable, committed to. You know, monogamy, continuity, and longevity agreements. And you are being a normal woman. And by the way, he's being a normal polygamous man. Nature, God did not create men or women to be monogamous. They're more polyamorous than we are, but only slightly. So I want you to know, you are happy little animals that have to face the reality of your moral ethical code. So by all means, set your boundaries so that you're not tortured and you can go back to looking for his replacement. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks, caller. Good luck.
All right. Let's see what we've got going on here. Okay. Slowing down a little bit, I want to remind everybody, I keep getting questions, and the questions are, do we do the seminars online? We do not do the seminars online. The dream one, entirely too complicated. Life script, too intimate. We do very small classes of the seminars, Dr. Allen does, on Saturday, Saturday on Sunday. It's only six people. However, we will tell you this. Dr. Allen does phone sessions. She does phone sessions for dreams. She does phone sessions for scripting. She does phone sessions for one tool. She does phone sessions for everything. But if you are looking for one of those classes, you're going to have to contact info@drpatallen.com if you're not in the area, because, again, we don't do them online. But Dr. Allen does amazing phone appointments, and that's where you're going to check that out. info@drpatallen.com is the email address you're going to contact. You can go to the webpage, www.drpatallen.com, and you're going to find out more information there. And if you're looking to sign up for one of the classes because you're local, or you're looking for some of Dr. Allen's wonderful books, DVDs, CDs, You're going to go to wantistore.com. You're going to find all kinds of amazing stuff there, including her brand new book that just recently came out. It's A Man's World, A Woman's Universe. So check that out. And again, we're sorry. We just can't do the classes online. We just can't do it. But Dr. Allen does some amazing work. And if you do get the chance, and we've had people fly in from all over. We've had people from South America, Australia, Japan, all fly in, the UK, to spend the weekend, go to Dr. Allen's classes, and we've had a lot of satisfied customers. So definitely look into that. Dr. Allen, you were saying, we were talking a little bit about our first caller who mentioned her parent, and you were saying that's going on a lot. You included yourself in that, Dr. Allen. Can you talk a little bit about what you mean?
The fateful senior moments when the word will drop out of my vocabulary. I know I'm 83 years old, and I know my neurogenesis is continuing, but not at the rate it did when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working and doing the best I can to grow older gracefully. Now, I used to offer a class in growing older, not growing old, growing older. You're growing old, older from the time you're conceived. So I am watching my behavior. So are my four daughters and grandkids, to see that I'm safe in my brain. And I appreciate that.
Yes.
I like to tell a joke.
Okay.
Age really only helps wine and cheese.
It's funny. When I was young, my grandfather would talk about that everything was all backwards, that when we should grow from old to young, and then when we hit the point where we were our wisest, we would be the most physically fit and in perfect condition. And I used to think that was such a crazy thing to say, and then of course you see the movie Benjamin Button, but it wasn't until I reached my 50s that I thought, wow, my grandfather was right. He was really right, you know. It's kind of a crazy thing. So we have a question, and I think it's a pretty good one. It's interesting, Dr. Allen, and here's what our gal says. Dr. Allen, I have a question. 2 months ago, a guy met me for a coffee date, and he ended up coming to my house and doing a couple of chores for me. I paid him, but he dragged them out so that he could keep coming around each day. We had nice conversations getting to know each other. He's now offering to come and do some more chores for me as a free gift. I like him, but he's never asked me out on a date. It's been 40 days. He's been coming around for an hour or two each day doing chores. What should I do?
Enjoy him. He's offering you an active courtship by being there for you. He said men who are gentlemen are people that like to give, protect, and cherish women, kids, animals, and the planet.
Mm-hmm.
For their sake, you may benefit by it, but he's enjoying himself. So I understand you want, if your girl that's sent us in, you want a romantic relationship, when in fact what he's doing is he's taking care of you and your family, whoever's there. And if you want, enjoy his generosity.
I think that's really terrific advice. And, you know, some men are, they move a little slower. They want to do the courting thing and they want to show that they have value and worth as a man. And
absolutely.
You know, if he's taking it a little slow, I see that really as a sign of cherishing because he's not moving in for the kill. He's saying, you're valuable. Yeah. Let me do this for you. You're valuable. Let me do this for you. So I really think that's a wonderful, what a wonderful way
I
to start. A wonderful way courtship. To start a relationship. Yeah, it's beautiful. Okay.
And he is courting you.
So, oh my goodness. Dr. Allen, after reading your material and listening to you, I have come under conviction. I now realize that I've sabotaged my relationship with my man. I have essentially removed his testicles and put them in my right and left front pocket of my man jeans that I apparently was wearing without knowing it. I feel so horrendous. This has caused such a rift in our relationship. When I finally identified and figured out what was wrong, I realized why he no longer wanted to make love with me, didn't want to do things that were intimate in the least bit. Now then, how do I get back to good? How do I correct this horrible error I've made? Or is it a lost cause, Dr. Allen? Should I just know that I've ruined it?
No, because I did not hear in your reciting this that he is gone. I hear he doesn't want to make love to her. Is he totally not present? Not calling?
Apparently, not... yeah, she's listening, Dr. Allen, and she's answering.
Oh,
and what she's saying is this. He is physically here with his body, his soul, spirit, mind, whatever it is that makes him up when we were together is gone. It's like he's a void vessel with me. Because I think
how does he get near her? He doesn't want sex. She must be chasing him.
I think that she was saying, yeah, she admits that she was had her man pants on and that she was chasing him. And she also, you know, was telling him things like, you should do this, you should do that. I don't know why you don't do this. You could make more money if you did that. So basically, she was totally emasculating him.
She was mothering him.
Mm-hmm.
Mothering between a mother and a son that's normal stops at 10, and the mother starts talking to her son as if he's growing into a man. So I think this particular situation deserves a letter of amends, not an apology, amends.
Ah.
The difference between an apology and an amends is that you only apologize for something you now know is wrong, and you realize what you've done. An amends is a mistake. I didn't know that this was so painfully hurtful. I want to tell you how bad I feel about doing it, and I want to make it up to you if you're willing. So I recommend an amends note, letter, email, straight talk, whatever.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
You see?
She's sending him
an apology because she didn't realize
right
how frustrating
right.
she was.
Hello?
And now she does. Knows that she is.
Yep, we've got a caller on the line, Dr. Allen. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I sure do. Hi, Dr. Allen. Thanks for taking
Hi.
My call. Hi. So first quick question. What's a feminine way of saying to a man that you're, you know, in a good, healthy relationship with when you don't feel in the mood because you're exhausted and you're trying to stay feminine, but say, like, I can't be intimate right now because I'm about to fall asleep or something like that. Because I've been struggling with feeling guilty when I say that to him.
If you don't feel guilty, you like causing pain. I can't believe that. Do you realize?
Yeah, I definitely don't want to cause pain.
I know that, but you see, if you can't cause pain, you have to do things that hurt you. So, do you love him more than yourself?
No. I love him a lot, but I love myself more.
You be him. Ask me for intimacy any way you think he'd say it. And I'm going to respond as you.
Well, he doesn't really ask. He just starts emotions, and then he says, are you okay? Are you really tired? It's okay if you're not, if you want to take a rain check. But, and then I, yeah, that's basically, he would just kind of start the motions, and he'd read on me that I'm very tired.
So what he does is he responds to your 90% of communication is nonverbal. Tones of voice, gestures, postures, facial expressions. So this man is very intuitive, and he knows you're not comfortable, but he's not going to avoid causing you the pain of the request, because if he did that, he would be taking care of you better than himself. So he causes you the discomfort, which has been known as pain, by saying, if you were in my office, I would teach you to say, I sense by your body language that you're really not comfortable making love with me tonight. Am I right?
And then I would say, yes, I would love to, but I'm very tired.
Wait a minute.
And he understands.
You would say, you're right.
I'd say, yes. Yes.
See,
yes,
you're okay. Telling me that he's reading your body language, which is excellent, and you're denying the messages you're giving him.
Well, all I want him to know, it's not a reflection of my lack of love for him.
I want you to know that's none of your business. Your job is to answer his question. I sense that you're not comfortable making love. Am I right? And you say?
Yes.
I'm not comfortable.
Yes, I'm not comfortable because I'm quite tired. Yes, tonight.
Good.
So that's okay. So I don't have to be always available.
Wait a minute. You are always available to respond to his requests. But those requests require that you be respectfully honest. See, availability does not mean he gets your body as a free wife or a free girlfriend. Being available is not punishing him for asking.
I see. Okay. I never punish him for asking. I actually appreciate it because it means he's cherishing of me and cares how I feel. And
that's exactly right. I'm telling you, what you're saying about him is intuitive. It's empathetic. It's very gentlemanly. But
yeah,
when you
it
lie
is,
to
much.
Him, when you lie to him, lying to a man is death dealing. The worst thing that a man can experience, even worse than being unfaithful when you got drunk at the party, whatever, is for you to deny the truth when he confronts you. I sense you're upset, you're not comfortable making love, am I right? Yes, you're right. You see?
Yeah.
He might, if he was my client, say to you, what can I do to help you feel more comfortable? Maybe you want to take a nap and then we'll play? But I want you to cause the pain of integrity when he is reflecting your body language. Okay.
And I can be okay with knowing that I've caused that pain because I've done it, you know, to be honest with him in response
not
to the question
he asked me. But you've combined it with strokes. I appreciate your asking. I appreciate your caring. Human beings need strokes. And the sad thing is that when they don't get positive ones, they're willing to accept negative ones. I call those pain addicts. But you are causing yourself, you are causing yourself pain and hurting by not speaking your feeling instinctive truth.
That's true. That's true. I'd sometimes rather hurt myself than hurt him, which is something I need to just be comfortable, because he wants me to be honest with him, and he's told me several times, don't worry if you don't feel good or you're tired, don't worry about it. And I say, yeah, I know, I just feel bad. Being honest.
Was
and
your,
it sucks.
Was your mother a mothering woman who loved other people better than herself? What was the role model for your mother?
She didn't really have one. Her dad had left her at a young age, and she had a really bad relationship with my grandma. So she was very, she loved, until she got older, I would say she cared for me and my brother more than herself. Then she got older and all of that switched, and she became very selfish. So she became masculine, very masculine.
I got it. Okay. I want you to know that women that give and give and mother are producing cortisol and ruining T cells and becoming student cancer trainees. Overgiving women and undergiving men, because it takes energy to hold men back when they want something. But some of them hold back in order not to be responsible for taking care of you. You see? So I would strongly recommend that you respectfully and courteously tell the truth, even if it causes him pain. You see? It will not hurt him, but you can hurt yourself by not being truthful.
Yes. Wow, that's... I'm very glad I asked you that question. Thank you so much. Okay, so I have
good
one
luck.
Other question.
Okay.
Can I have time to ask another question, or do you need to...
No, go ahead.
So we have... discussed engagement, and the conversation went very well. And he came back, and this was late last year. He asked for a little more time to kind of get everything in order for it. And I said, okay. So we're still in the time window that we discussed, but I'm getting very nervous about
it. Are you in a committed relationship with him?
Are yes.
Are you building something? Okay.
Yes, I believe so. Yes.
Okay.
And I just find myself thinking about it like every day, and kind of being like, you know, when's it going to happen? And I ruminate and obsess about it a little bit too much, I think. So how do I stop doing that is my question.
What you're doing is you're going male. You want something.
Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? Definitely.
And when a woman wants something, that's when she goes male and goes mothering. What I want you to say to yourself is, I don't want to be the man. I don't want to be his mother. Do you see? I want to be the woman. If he doesn't want me, in fact, you can say, if he doesn't want me and doesn't show signs of it by this date, I'm going to consider terminating.
Right. Right. That's definitely how I phrased it with him. I said, you know, if I don't want to be in a relationship that's not aiming towards marriage and has taken steps.
I love it. I love it.
By this date. So if by, you know, this time we haven't arrived at that place where we're moving to the next level, I will be free to date other men who do want to marry me. So I very much used your language, and that's very helpful because it made it clear for him. And so it's just, it's a matter of like me kind of not letting myself go masculine, because I am finding myself very much wanting, and I'm in other parts of my life, you know, if I want something, I go get it. But in a relationship, I don't want to do
that.
I want to be.
And that's okay, because women are men too. We have a right to go after what we want. But I suggest that it not be in the love area, because it tends to result in you being with men that want to be women. You have to be.
Yes. Yeah. I see that with all my girlfriends. And then they get resentful because they want to be women. But, you know, they pick women to date.
Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. I don't want to be the man. I don't want to be the leader. I don't want to be his mother. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't want me, that's fine.
He has every right. That's right.
Yeah. That's right. Okay?
Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome. Good luck, caller.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Let us know. Great questions. Really great questions. Yep. So, where were we? Okay, so our girl that was asking questions earlier, she just said, thank you, Dr. Allen. I will write that letter of amends, and I do understand what you're saying. And I love that, Dr. Allen. Your letter of amends is really different from an apology, just like your hi-bye letter is really...
It's also different from an apology. It's also different from a hi-bye.
Exactly.
Because, you know, she's realizing she did something that betrayed her role. And so an amends is appropriate.
We have another question from our Facebook audience. We have a large Facebook following. We love you guys. You know, you number over 12,000. And we really appreciate you. We don't always get to your questions. If you want to call in, please feel free to do so. It's 323-203-0815. But I'm gonna ask this one because I have six different ladies who've asked a version of this question, Dr. Allen. So perhaps we can answer it and get time to tap all six of the askers. They are all asking a different question that is resulting in basically this question. Why do men cheat? Why do men lie?
Okay. Men cheat and they lie when they're not in love.
Ouch.
The problem that most people do is they try to form relationships with people who don't make and keep commitments.
Wow. That's it right there, isn't it?
What?
That's it. That's the nutshell. They just don't.
Marriage is not designed for the male animal. Marriage is designed to protect women and children from the nature of man.
Wow.
churches try to do it by threatening hell, you know, damnation. Politics sometimes interferes by taking away women's rights so that men can lie, cheat, and steal. We're kind of having a siege of that in America right now.
Yeah.
Do you see?
I do.
But I know for a fact, this is what I know. When I work with women and they have the integrity of virtue, I was just talking to the lady about telling the truth. When a woman has the integrity of virtue, she will stroke him. You have every right to want casual sex with me. But I made a commitment to myself. And I said, I'm not going to do something that could bond me to someone who basically is not in love with me.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell when a man's in love. For men, it's life-threatening to fall in love. We women, with our big corpus callosum, can blend our feelings and end up marrying his brother.
Yeah. Oh, Dr. Allen, we have a caller on. Should we take that real quick?
Yes.
Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Okay, great. Yes, my question is, I have chemistry with a guy who I go to the gym with. We flirt. And my question is, I actually heard him talking to one of his friends and referring to a woman as chick, saying, this chick I work with. That was an instant turnoff. I'm not sure, but why do men want to call women chicks? I never understood that.
Chicks are women. What?
Chick, yes.
Yeah, I said chick. Chicky.
Okay.
When men are in love, I was just speaking of men being in love. When men are in love, they're literally life vulnerable. The Takotsubo cardiomyopathy heart attack is shadowing over them, where the heart fills up with fluid and blows up. So the truth of the matter is, men, number one, are not designed to be monogamous. They're designed to have diversification in their women, to make babies all over the place if they were allowed.
Okay.
But if they fall in love with a woman, it's because she has seen through his natural earthy nature and has maintained the boundaries of virtue. No, I'm not going to have intercourse with you unless I've got this or that or whatever. You see? And he'll stomp around, but often, and a girl called here on the show today and said a man came back after a year. See,
wow.
The 8-week cycle is for you're in the relationship figuring out what to do with it. But if he can stay away for over 8 weeks, he's gone off to investigate his polyamorous nature, which includes automatically lying, cheating, and stealing from women that don't know that men are not virtuous by nature when they're allowed to be animals.
Okay, so they call women chicks just because they're polyamorous. They're not virtuous.
They're not in love.
Okay.
So, color, are you think that terminology is...
You know what? That was a turnoff for me. And
you think it's a derogatory statement?
It's a turnoff. You know why?
Because it's like an animal.
It speaks of you like an object.
Right. And he wasn't referring to me directly, someone else, but I'm thinking, wow,
no,
should I like a person
you
who calls a woman a chick?
No, he didn't refer. You identified yourself as a chick. Have you set boundaries for him that are virtuous? Which means you
we're not in a relationship.
So have you set boundaries that are virtuous in what you are doing with him?
I'm not in a relationship with him. This is someone I'm just casually flirting with.
Is he flirting? Who's chasing who?
Oh, he was going after me. Definitely.
He was chasing you. Well, that's what I'm saying. So I'm wanting you to know the flirting is for him to find out if you are or are not virtuous. Men love free girlfriends. They love free sex. You see?
Okay. Yes, I understand.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hey, Dr. Allen, we're out of time. Do you have anything to say before we wrap?
Hello,
this is Francesca.
The only way you know you... What?
Nothing. It was somebody called. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. The thing I want to say is the only way we know we love ourselves or anybody else are the commitments we're willing to make and keep, especially the ones regarding sexuality.
Indeed. Indeed. Thank you, everyone, for being with us here tonight. Thanks again to the One Institute. If you want information on private telephone appointments, again, info@drpatallen.com. Check out the website, drpatallen.com, wantistore.com, and follow us on Facebook. We love you all. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.